Psalm 115. Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Jehovah, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the nations say, where then is their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have a mouth, and they speak not. Eyes have they see not. They have ears, they hear not. A nose have they smell not. They have hands, and they handle not. Feet have they, and they walk not. They give no sound through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, every one that confideth in them. O Israel, confide thou in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. House of Aaron, confide in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear Jehovah, confide in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. Jehovah hath been mindful of us. He will bless. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear Jehovah, both the small and the great. Jehovah will add unto you more, unto you and unto your children. Ye are blessed of Jehovah, who hath made the heavens and the earth. The heavens are the heavens of Jehovah, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not Jah, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless Jah from this time forth and for evermore. Hallelujah. Then a couple of verses from one of my favourite psalms, Psalm 73. Psalm 73, we'll just read verse 2. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the arrogant, seeing the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs in their death, and their body is well nourished. And so on. Don't want to occupy us too much with all of that. In verse 13, truly I have purified my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I said I will speak thus, behold, I should be faithless to the generation of thy children. When I thought to be able to know this, it was grievous task in my eyes. Until I went into the sanctuaries of God, then understood I their end. I read this psalm yesterday morning. At the beginning, I was feeling very low and troubled by much of what's going on among the affairs of men at the present time. But I read it, and I read it prayerfully again. At the end, I really felt quite encouraged, because it really contrasts the man's world and the world which the believer is to be occupied in. I'm encouraged to read it because of what both Phyllis said and the hymn we started with, because we find here, I mean, we were speaking the other day saying, well, men don't seem to make idols these days. They don't maybe have physical idols, but there is plenty of idolatry in the world around us. We don't have to look very deeply to the world system to see where idolatry exists. But I was struck by these features of the idols that are drawn out here, and how they are just inanimate objects. And yet the call is, O Israel, confide thou in Jehovah. He is their help and their shield. That's really where we're to go to find our encouragement, dear brethren. Get ourselves into the sanctuaries. That's why I read in Psalm 73, that particular verse, until I went into the sanctuaries of God, then understood I their end. Well, I feel for myself I need to spend a lot more time into the sanctuaries of God. But it's a good thing, and I feel I certainly felt I touched it yesterday morning, because I really felt lightened, I might say, spiritually lightened when I left the house, having read this psalm through and seen how the promises of God, are that he will help us through. He cares for his people. Interesting that the other day we took Andy home after the gospel, and he said, we were just dropping him off outside, and he said, "I've got something to say, something I want to say to you before I get out the car." I said, "Okay, so say on." And he said, and he'd named the figure, I can't remember what figure it was, but he said, "However many people there are in the world at the present time," but he said, "God has chosen you and me." Now that was quite a nice little touch from a brother, well, we'll call him a brother, Brother Andy, because I feel he certainly seems to have a link with the Lord in his way, and I just felt encouraged by it that he should say something like that, totally and utterly unprovoked. And it's true, you know, we think of all that there is going on, and yet the Lord does care for us and fills, occupied us with the reality of things, the reality of the glad tidings, the reality of the gospel message, the reality of a living Saviour, one who has been into death and who has removed its sting, removed its pang, and one who I'm sure we would all acknowledge we would do well to be more occupied with. I know it for myself. But just read this because I just felt encouraged, and I really wanted to share it with the brethren. And I know much of this, what read in Psalm 73, "As for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped." Well, as many as a time that I have been like that. But I always like to read through until I get that verse that says, "When I got into the sanctuaries of Jehovah, then saw I their end." Well, we maybe think things are out of control, but God's hand is over all things. And God does allow things, indeed, for the testing of his people, but he allows things for the discipline of men as well. And he will not be thwarted. He will not be hindered in his thoughts. He will bring his thoughts to pass. He'll bring his thoughts to pass for you and me, dear brother, dear sister. And he'll bring us home into his presence. The Lord will bring us home into his presence. That's where he wants us. He wants us into his very presence. And he'll bring us home at the end of the pathway. He may take us away where we have to go through exercise, sometimes sorrows and anxieties and things like that. But he will bring us home. Well, let us occupy ourselves with these things. Let us occupy ourselves with the man in the glory, the one who has been into death but is now seated at the Father's right hand, awaiting that time when he's going to come and call all those that love him to be with himself. Won't it be a wonderful thing to be amongst that company, dear brethren, for his name's sake? Amen. Amen.